This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Amid ongoing tensions stemming from Ferguson, Missouri, President Obama holds a cabinet meeting today to review what some see as the militarization of U.S. police departments. The administration is reviewing federal programs that encourage local police to buy military-style equipment. Later today in Missouri, the 16 people who make up the Ferguson Commission will meet for the first time. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has directed the group to explore systemic inequity in the state, from law enforcement practices to education, housing, and jobs. The idea is for the commission to come up with strategies to make the region a fairer place for everyone to live. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Governor Nixon has appointed a mix of citizens to tackle some of the state's most intractable problems.
They include business owners and not-for-profit leaders, teachers and lawyers, police officers and community activists, pastors and public servants.
Along with some socioeconomic diversity, you've got 10 men, 6 women, 9 who are African-American, 7 who are white. Before any member even walks through the door, there are interpersonal gaps, though, that must be bridged, says Bob Staines.
There are these huge differences in experience that cause people to hear each other in different ways, and that often leads to either a lack of understanding or no understanding at all.
Staines is with the Public Conversation Project, which facilitates dialogue around difficult community problems. To avoid getting bogged down, Staines suggests members take a few minutes to talk about their experiences and their passion for this cause. In other words, before the commission gets rich and poor, black and white, to commit to social and economic justice, members must walk the walk. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.